Welcome to the Courage of a Leader podcast. This is where you hear real life stories of top leaders achieving extraordinary results. And you get practical advice and techniques you can immediately apply for your own success. This is where you will get inspired and take bold, courageous action. I'm so glad you can join us. I'm your host, Amy Riley. Now, are you ready to step into the full power of your leadership and achieve the results you care about most? Let's ignite the courage of a leader. Welcome to the Courage of a Leader podcast. I'm your host, Amy Riley, leadership development consultant, executive coach, keynote speaker, and author of The Courage of a Leader, How to Inspire, Engage, and Get Extraordinary Results. Today, we're diving into how courageous leaders integrate technology and innovation, not just to keep up, yet to lead intentionally and boldly in this era of rapid change. By the end of this episode, you'll have a framework for courageous innovation, stories of real leaders who've done this well, and two special offers to help you apply these ideas within your team or organization. Courage has always been central to great leadership. And in today's world, where technology evolves faster than most organizations can, courage looks different. In my book, The Courage of a Leader, I share four distinct types of courage every leader needs. The courage to be authentically you, the courage to say what needs to be said, the courage to trust the legacy, and the courage to be bold and create the extraordinary. When it comes to innovation and technology, that fourth pillar, the courage to be bold and create the extraordinary, becomes your compass. I've worked with leaders across many industries, from manufacturing to pharma, who tell me the technology is not the most challenging part. It's getting people comfortable with change that's hard. That's where courage comes in. Courageous leaders don't just implement technology, they use it to create extraordinary results. A practical, immediate question to ask yourself: where do I need to be bolder so my team can move forward with more confidence? I'll say that again. Where do I need to be bolder so my team can move forward with more confidence? It's a great one to ask yourself regularly. In chapter 11 of The Courage of a Leader, Be a Visionary, Even If You Don't Think You Are, I remind us that every leader has the capacity to cast vision. A visionary leader doesn't chase tech trends. They connect innovation to purpose. One of my clients, a regional bank president, learned this the hard way. Their first digital transformation failed, because they started with the tool, not the full truth. They implemented a new mobile platform without first deeply understanding what customers actually needed. When they stepped back and reconnected to their purpose, which was helping people feel financially confident, everything changed. To give their customers clarity around spending patterns, upcoming obligations, and long-term implications of those, they implemented smart categorizations, visuals of spending trends, forecasted balances, and upcoming cash flow alerts. Their customers wanted to feel like they were making informed decisions and seeing momentum. So the app included relevant insights, goal trackers, habit streaks, milestone celebrations, and more. They rebuilt their digital strategy around that purpose, and customer engagement tripled. Courageous leaders always start with why, not what. A practical, immediate action to take. Before approving or launching any technology, pause and ask, what meaningful difference will this make for people? What meaningful difference will this make for people? In The Courage of a Leader, Chapter 9, Build the Ultimate Corporate Culture, I explain that culture is built when we engage both the head and the heart. At a high level, what you're going to achieve engages the head, and why you're doing it engages the heart. This is especially true during times of technological change. I once worked with a global food company preparing to automate part of its production line. Before introducing the robotics plan, the COO stood before hundreds of employees and said, "Here's what this means for all of us: greater safety, fewer repetitive injuries, more time for creative problem solving, and more products produced here in this plant." That one message shifted the energy in the room. Fear turned into curiosity. Then they were more ready to hear from the robotics vendor. When leaders connect innovation to human benefit, courage grows. To build a culture that embraces innovation, one, communicate the purpose clearly. People don't rally around a process, they rally around a purpose. Two, empower experimentation. One retail company I worked with created Innovation Fridays, where anyone could test an idea. One small experiment, a chat box to answer HR questions, saved hundreds of hours and boosted morale. Three, model learning and curiosity. A VP I coach sends a monthly, "Here's what I learned about technology this month" note. They've become a favorite across the organization. And others are chiming in. "Here's what I learned," right? "Oh, I didn't know that one either." Number four, celebrate courage, not perfection. Recognize risk takers and learners. Courage is contagious when leaders celebrate it. In Chapter 15, Go for Extraordinary, I talk about setting bold, people-centered goals. Being bold doesn't mean chasing every tech trend. It means putting out goals that are so audacious that they require your people to think and act differently, and perhaps leverage technology in more ways. One nonprofit I worked with set a goal to eliminate administrative drudgery so staff could spend 80% of their time with clients. That bold, human-centered aspiration led to process automation, digital forms, and importantly, it re-energized people. When innovation goals focus on human outcomes, not just the technical outputs, the results are exponential. Here's a practical framework inspired by the Courage of a Leader four pillars for bringing courage into your innovation work. Clarity. Be clear on the why. What's the vision behind this technology? What's the purpose? How will it benefit you, your teams, your customers? Communication. Say what needs to be said. Transparency builds trust and speeds innovation. Say what you know, say what you don't know. Say how you know each individual can contribute, the value they provide. Connection. Engage your people early. Ask questions. Make innovation a shared adventure. Connect and allow for co-creation. Incorporate their ideas. Learn and evolve together. And finally, commitment. Stay bold when things get messy. Extraordinary outcomes require persistence. Stay committed, even when it becomes uncomfortable. Keep the four C's front and center for yourself and for those around you. Okay, a few quick takeaways to anchor the learning. Innovation succeeds when it's driven by purpose, not tools. People follow clarity and courage, especially in times of change. Cultures that explore, experiment, and learn outpace those that protect and hesitate. Bold, human-centered goals unlock extraordinary outcomes. The four C's, clarity, communication, connection, and commitment, make innovation sustainable. Here's my challenge to you. When the next wave of change comes, pause before reacting and ask, what would courageous leadership look like right now? Would it mean saying what others hesitate to say? Trusting your people more than your plan? Setting a bolder vision? You already have the courage of a leader. The opportunity is to live it more intentionally. And because courage grows through learning and reflection, I have two special offers for you today. Offer one, free chapter. Get a complimentary copy of Chapter 11. Be a visionary even when you don't think you are. Email rachel@courageoftheleader.com. That is RACHELLE at courageoftheleader.com. And put visionary chapter in the subject line, and she'll get a copy out to you. Offer two, a complimentary leadership conversation. If your organization is facing technological change, I'd love to support you. Again, email rachel@courageoftheleader.com. That's RACHELLE at courageoftheleader.com. With courage conversation in the subject line to schedule a 30-minute call with me. I'm offering these because we need courageous leaders right now. Be the courageous leader your team, customers, and stakeholders deserve. Find your way to implement what I've shared today. Take advantage of these two special offers I'm sharing exclusively with podcast listeners. Technology will continue to evolve. The tools will change. The platforms will change. Yet, courageous leadership, that's timeless. So, lead with clarity, speak the truth, and courageously go for extraordinary. Until next time, be bold, be authentic, be courageous. Thank you for listening to the Courage of a Leader podcast. If you'd like to further explore this episode's topic, please reach out to me through the Courage of a Leader website at www.courageoftheleader.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please take the time to leave a review on iTunes. That helps us expand our reach and get more people fully stepping into their leadership potential. Until next time, be bold and be brave because you've got the courage of a leader.